Welcome to The Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-round health geek. And today, I will be talking to you about your poo. Yeah, it's gonna be in there, just to warn you. So welcome to episode 34 of the Gut Goddess Show, and this week what I'm going to be talking about is your thyroid. And so if you haven't heard so far this September on the Gut Goddess Show, I am doing a bit of a special focus on hormones, and we're looking at all different types of hormones. So we're looking at thyroid today, we've looked at adrenals, I've talked a little bit about pregnancy. We've talked about how to, like, some of the basic foundations for balancing your hormones and so much more good stuff. So today, what I'm going to be looking at is talking about something specific around your thyroid. And actually, this is a really, really important message that I would like to get across to you, because it's something I come across a lot with my client work and a lot in my own life and just with friends, actually, is that a lot of the time there can be thyroid issues going on that actually are going underdiagnosed and untreated because of some inaccuracies in how we test for that. So that's really what I'm just hopping on today to talk to you about, is why your normal thyroid test might actually be wrong, what you really want to test for, how do you know if maybe your thyroid is a little bit off, and just a couple of really practical nitty-gritty bits of information. Because actually, the whole point of this podcast, yes, is I like talking to myself in my office, but it's also to educate you so that you can be empowered around your own health. You know, our health system has shifted now, where actually, you know, as brilliant as doctors are, they are not the be-all and end-all authority. Actually, we can be empowered around our health. And one of the ways that we can do that is just through some learning and some knowledge, actually learning little bits about our body so that we can actually really pursue that health that we deserve and are created for. And this is just a part of that equipping and educating. And it's really, even if you are like, Kezia, I don't have a thyroid issue, or my thyroid tests have come back normal, I really encourage you to listen to this, because it might affect you, it might affect a good friend of yours, or it might impact you in the future. And as part of September's happy hormone focus here on the podcast, I am also offering you guys an access to my Happy Hormones bundle, which is a workshop bundle with over 5 hours worth of content, where I walk you through thyroid health, adrenal health, and also your sex hormones and how to bring balance there. It includes a clear kind of blueprint of how actually you can start to address your menstrual cycle, your sex hormones, your adrenals, and your thyroid. And if you suspect, if you're like, oh, I'm really tired, I think my adrenals are off, but I'm not sure, like, everything else is fine, then I would still really encourage you to get this bundle, because actually your adrenals will affect your thyroid, will affect your sex hormones. They all kind of have this merging relationship. Plus, for until the 26th of September, when you use the coupon code TIRED, TIRED, you can actually get 75% off. So if you head to the show notes, you'll see a link there. If you're on my email list, I'll email you about it. Or you can head to supernaturallyhealthy.org/happy hormones. So supernaturallyhealthy.org/happy hormones, and just use the coupon code TIRED, TIRED, at the checkout to get 75% off. So normally I sell the bundle for like £90. And so this is like, works out at maybe like £20, £22. It's yours to keep for life. It's some amazing training. It's what I cover with all my clients. And because I'm taking a break from one-to-one clients for a while, this is a great place to begin, actually. This is like having me in your living room on your computer, walking you through the steps, walking you through what I would do with my when one-to-one clients come to me, so that you can really start to have happier hormones. And I tell you what to eat and all of that sort of good stuff. So do make sure you head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/happy hormones. And you know, just Instagram me if you have any questions. Otherwise, sending you lots of love, and let's talk about thyroid tests and get a little bit geeky. what do I mean in that your thyroid test might be wrong? Is it because we have completely inept healthcare system? Am I bashing at doctors here? No. Doctors are great. They're wonderful. You know, I'm very grateful for the medical system that we have here. This isn't really about bashing certain things. This is actually more about just educating you and for your awareness that actually a lot of these normal test results that you might get back are actually not 100% accurate. Your average thyroid test that gets done, maybe at the GP, is literally, it's not even a full picture of what your thyroid is doing. And if you really suspect thyroid issues, then it's really, really important that you're aware of the actual tests that you need to get a thorough assessment done of your thyroid function. Because the problem is if your thyroid is off, it affects so many different things, and it's so important that your thyroid is in optimal shape. Now, when your thyroid is a little bit off, you can, and what I mean by off thyroid, that can mean lots of different things. It can mean that your thyroid's overactive. It can mean that your thyroid is underactive, it's underperforming. It can mean that your body is actually creating antibodies that attack your thyroid. It can also mean potentially more serious issues around the thyroid. So it's really important that we check in with our thyroid. And for me, it's something I do at least once a year, where I will get this thorough test, these markers done each year, or at any point where I feel like I am a bit under the weather. So I'm just going to do a really quick download or a quick explanation of the thyroid, and if your thyroid is off, how you might be feeling. But do bear in mind, the thyroid is kind of like the thermostat for the body. So a lot of these symptoms I'm going to be talking about are quite wide, and it can affect many different things, and it does look different on each person, because your thyroid hormones actually affect every cell in your body. So they have a really widespread effect, which is why the symptoms that you can be feeling can be really varied and quite common symptoms. And also they can vary from person to person. So in general, what I see in my one-to-one work and in my Nourish community is that women's thyroid is underactive, so hypothyroidism, which often means like they might have cold extremities, they might have thinning hair, lost outer side of their eyebrows, they might have digestive issues, kind of menstrual cycle problems, maybe fertility issues. They might really struggle to gain weight, and they just feel really tired. It's like wading through treacle in your life. Like, no matter how much you sleep, no matter how good you eat, you're just like, this feels hard. Your brain function slows down. Often depression comes a lot with it as well. And people just generally feel a bit crap, a bit sluggish, not quite themselves. Like, they have to really push through the day. No matter how they sleep, no matter how they exercise, no matter how they eat, they just generally feel a little bit rubbish. And there can be other aspects of it as well. With hyperthyroidism, if your thyroid is overactive, there can be palpitations. There's still that fatigue, that's that wired feeling. There can be issues with your kind of eye health. Lots of similar aspects to that. Often people really struggle to keep weight on, so you can often become dangerously underweight. And with an autoimmune component, you can get a blend basically of these different symptoms. So that's a really quick run through. In the show notes, I'll link to different posts where I've kind of done a bit more of a detailed kind of run through of what to really look out for. But when it comes to thyroid testing, it's really, really important that you do actually test for your thyroids, and that you test and don't guess. So currently, what's probably happening when you go to your wonderful GP, and you might be like, I'm really fatigued, I feel a bit depressed, there's probably a couple of options they're giving you. They're probably going to assess you for depression, and they might offer you antidepressants to help with that. But I would really encourage you, whilst antidepressants can be really, really helpful and really essential, it's really worth figuring out, is this depression, or is this a thyroid issue, or is it both? Because a lot of the time, women can just be given antidepressants, and actually it's their thyroid. Once they support their thyroid, actually they can see a real shift in their mental health and mood. And it's almost just easier sometimes for women to just be like, basically fobbed off sometimes and given certain medication. So I'd really encourage you to kind of fight for your right for a thorough diagnosis, and so that you can be on the right medication that your body really, really needs. So often you'll go to the GP and they will test something, your TSH levels, which is your thyroid stimulating hormone. Now, your thyroid stimulating hormone is a really important hormone. It's really worth testing, but that's often the only test, the only hormone that you will actually get tested when it comes to your thyroid health. And actually, it's a hormone that isn't made by your thyroid. It's a hormone that's made by your pituitary gland. So your hypothalamus in the brain will release a specific hormone that will then stimulate the pituitary gland to then produce this thyroid stimulating hormone. And you can tell from its name that its job is to stimulate the thyroid. That's its job. It kind of goes from the pituitary gland, goes and kind of knocks on the door of your thyroid gland to get it going and to get it moving. So you can see actually how when we're getting just our TSH levels tested, we're actually testing the efficiency of our pituitary gland, which is a great thing to test. It's really worth checking in with our pituitary gland. You can have hypopituitarism, where there's issues with your pituitary gland. So again, it's not a pointless test. It's really useful to do, but it doesn't actually assess very well our thyroid, and our thyroid's job is to produce hormones that get transported around the body. So what we're actually testing is how our body is producing this stimulating hormone that goes and knocks on the door of our thyroid. We're not actually testing how our thyroid is responding. And so what you want to do is you actually want to get tested a whole range of different thyroid hormones that are actually produced by the thyroid. And you also want to get a couple of other nutrients tested that are cofactors and that are essential elements for your thyroid to produce these hormones. So that's why there's a problem. Sometimes your GP might also test your T4 levels as well, but I found that that's become less common as time's gone on. And sometimes GPs will also check for antibodies. It really, really depends. So hopefully when you're getting your thyroid checked, you actually are getting these, that you're getting more markers tested. But even then, it's still not completely thorough. So it's worth asking for a detailed input into this or for a referral to an endocrinologist. So the best way to get thorough testing done is to go and see an endocrinologist, and they'll often do more in-depth testing. But I find for myself and for a lot of clients, the easiest way to do it is just also to do a private test, because even then, sometimes endocrinologists won't necessarily want to test for certain things, either because they've not up to date with the research, or they maybe don't like being told what to do by their patients, which, you know, I can understand. So what actually needs to be tested? Well, yeah, you do need to test your TSH level, that thyroid stimulating hormone. That can, if that can be really sluggish, if your pituitary gland's not creating that, then you can be having thyroid issues for sure. So it is worth testing. But just if that comes back as normal, that doesn't mean your thyroid is fine and dandy. There can be lots of other things going wrong. So you really want to test your free and total T4 levels. You want to check your free and total T3 levels. You want to look at your thyroid antibodies. So these are antibodies that your immune system would create to attack your thyroid. And actually, your thyroid, you don't want, you know, your body shouldn't be attacking the thyroid. You shouldn't be creating antibodies that attack the thyroid, because that's when you start to get that autoimmune component. And that's what I have had, and that will often mean your TSH levels are normal, your T4 levels are normal, potentially your T3 levels normal, iron levels normal, everything comes back normal, but you can have elevated antibodies that basically mean your thyroid's actually functioning okay, but it's being deterred and attacked by antibodies that the body is making itself. And so there's a confusion going on there. You've got your thyroid just doing its job, trying to do its thing. And then you've got your immune system kind of marching and launching this attack on your thyroid, and reduces and gets in the way of it being able to do its job and for it to distribute the essential hormones to your cells to help regulate metabolism, energy production, and all of those things. So those are the kind of the main sort of thyroid things you want. You also ideally want to check your reverse T3. And reverse T3 is something that's probably the one you are least likely to get tested in conventional settings, in, say, an NHS environment, because I mean, I don't actually know why, to be honest. It's not like a made-up marker. But the a really, really important aspect that I see in with my clients all the time is that their TSH comes back normal. They've had lots of thyroid tests, all come back quote-unquote normal. But actually, when we test their T4, so their thyroxine level, and their ability to convert that into T3, we actually see that there's a really poor conversion rate. It's kind of like going to the bank and you're getting a really bad exchange rate, because actually it's not just, you don't, what the body is going to utilize is this T3 hormone, not necessarily T4. T4 is not as effective, whereas T3 is really the hormone that you want your thyroid to be making good amounts of and distributing to your cells. But what can happen is that this conversion, so from one hormone, thyroid hormone, into this other thyroid hormone, this can become really inefficient. And what can then happen is that the body will then produce something called reverse T3, which is a bit useless. So what I find is with a lot of clients is their TSH is normal. Actually, their thyroxine levels, their T4 is normal. And then potentially their T3 is just low, or maybe a little bit under, but actually what they're doing is converting loads of reverse T3, and they have that in abundance. Their thyroid is producing an abundance of this hormone, but it's actually a slightly useless hormone. It's not going to go to your cells. It's not going to do that role. It's not going to help with energy. It's not going to help with metabolism. It's not going to help with your mental health. It's actually a bit of a useless kind of waste hormone. And the reason the body does that is through different stress and factors and imbalances within your hormones. So actually this conversion process, the thyroid does a lot of converting of hormones, and it's really, really important, which is why it's important to test all these different markers, because there's so many areas that can be imbalanced or inefficient in the thyroid. Just testing one thing really doesn't give you a big picture of what could be going on. So reverse T3 is a really great one to test. It is often the hardest one to get available. So that's only really available when you do private testing through private labs. There's also other factors that you really want to look into as well when you are testing for your thyroid. So your vitamin D levels are really important. Things like your iron levels are really important. And also it'd be worth checking in with things like your folate and your B12 and your kind of inflammatory markers like CRP, your C-reactive protein, and your ESR, like these kind of inflammation markers would all be really worth testing as well. And a lot of the time, if you do get referred to an endocrinologist, they're likely to look at that based on your symptoms. But if you are doing it privately as well, it's also really good to get these markers tied on to it as well. So who does this really apply for? You might be thinking, well, I've had my thyroid test, because it's not a big a deal. And for some of you, you might be like, I'm pretty sure it's not my thyroid. And that's totally fine. There can be other reasons for the fatigue, other reasons for the low mood, other reasons for the stubborn weight gain around the belly. And there's a couple of home things that you can do. So I'll link to those in the show notes. You can keep your basal temperature, which can give you a bit of an indication of what's going on. But this is a really important thing to do if, like me, you feel like thyroid issues run in your family. If you feel like you have been actually trying really, really hard with your health, with your eating, with your sleeping, and you're actually not getting any better, you're really not feeling great, and maybe you've taken your temperature and you feel like your temperature is quite low, you really can tick off a good couple of symptoms of, say, hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism, and actually it's really worth going down this line of it, especially if there's a family history. But even if it's not, it's worth getting it tested. If you feel constantly exhausted, constantly depressed, you're cold, your hair's not as awesome as it could be, or your digestion's a bit off, or your periods are suddenly like really not quite right, then actually it's really worth checking in with your thyroid, asking for a thorough test. If that's not available to you, asking for a referral to endocrinologist. If that's not available to you, it's really worth investing in that privately. And there's companies like Thriver that do a couple of these markers. It's not completely comprehensive. They don't do reverse T3, but it's really, really affordable. And there's also places like Genova Diagnostics, which is the lab that I primarily use with my clients to really help them get this thorough diagnosis or these things done. And then you can take these tests back to your GP and potentially have that discussion then around the results, if medication is required, all these kinds of things. So I hope that is really, really helpful. It's just a bit of snippets of information that, because on average, I think I read some research, the average woman, it takes maybe 8 to 9 years sometimes for them to get a proper diagnosis of thyroid issues. That means 8 to 9 years, nearly a decade of their life, they're living feeling like crap. And to me, that's just unacceptable. Like, imagine feeling, you know, no woman should be walking through life feeling depressed and wading through treacle and feeling like utter crap just because we have some inaccurate, unthorough and poor testing. Actually, if you can be empowered with some knowledge, then actually you can get these tests, and it might not be your thyroid, in which case that's totally fine, but it's so worth checking in because I find it's such a problem for so many women that actually just goes under the radar. And you can have things like full-blown hypothyroidism, you can have subclinical hypothyroidism. It's very common after giving birth to have a period of time where your thyroid's a little bit off when you're stressed. It doesn't necessarily mean sometimes your thyroid can just be a bit sluggish and need a little bit of support, and you don't necessarily need medication. There can be lots of different variants on it, but it's worth just learning a little bit about your thyroid, learning how to love it, and finding out more. So if you want to know more about testing, more about what to eat, how to support your thyroid, lifestyle changes, finding out more about these self like DIY tests that you can maybe do, then do make sure you grab the Happy Hormones bundle and use the coupon code TIRED at the checkout to get 75% off. And that will really give you a good thorough run through and a bit of a blueprint of how to get started, how to get tests done, and all sorts of good stuff. So I hope that's been helpful. Let me know any questions you have in the comments in the show notes, or head over to Instagram at Supernaturally Healthy and you can message me there or leave a comment there. Otherwise, have an amazing week and I will see you soon. Lots of love.